Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
The next guest, our next guest, maker of the types of clothes we've all been living in over the past year, and truth be told, activewear, athleisure wear, it has really become a staple in many of our closets, not just in the past year, but really over the past few years. Joe Kudla knows all about that. He's founder and CEO at Vuori, and he joins us on the phone from California. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing great, Carol. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you here. Tell us about the past year for you and what it's like. Take us back to March of 2020 and what was kind of going on in your world.
Well, it's been a roller coaster. I'll never forget March 13th. We gathered our leadership team together and we decided we needed to close our stores. We had 5 retail stores at the time. We were getting calls from a lot of our wholesale partners saying, hold shipments, don't send us any more inventory. And by the way, we don't think we can pay our bills. And so it was a rough time. You know, we made some tough decisions. You know, at the time we decided to keep all of our, we had over 50 retail employees. We decided to keep them fully employed with the company and reinvest in training. But I was so proud with how our team came together in that time. And we got really creative and we thought about how can we make this business better during this momentary pause. And what we found out was that there was a big gravitation towards comfortable clothing. And we were very fortunate to benefit from that. So it was a bit of a roller coaster at the beginning, a lot of worry, a lot of doubt about what was going to happen. And then we learned quickly that our customer was coming to us. They trusted us for delivering really comfortable clothes during a pretty tough and traumatic time.
I'm guilty for those comfortable clothes. Working from home for, 8 months for me or so, a lot of yoga wear and the like. Tell me about some of the metrics. I had read somewhere that you guys nearly tripled your revenue last year. Is that right? Or give me some idea of the metrics you saw.
Yeah, we did. We came in the year to with a plan to double the business. And before we were really close to riding it to zero, as were a lot of folks, in that early March timeframe. But we learned that there was, that big gravitation towards our category. And we ended up tripling our business with a large majority of that being direct to consumer. And so hats off to our team, hats off to our supply chain for being able to react so quickly to meet the demand.
What was your supply chain like? Because that's something that we've had a lot of conversations about over the past year, where we know when it came to certainly some of those essentials, it was difficult. But what was your supply chain like during the pandemic?
Well, we're fortunate to have great partners, so I'll first say that. But it was challenged, one day we called our factory partners and we said, look, guys, we need to hold all new production until we get a better picture of what was going to happen. And literally 2 weeks later, we called them and asked them to triple the volume of production. And so, we were working with everybody from our textile mills all the way through to our cut and sew factories to manage capacity in kind of an ever-changing environment. You know, one minute we thought we were on one trajectory, and then the next minute we would get more data, putting more demand and pressure on supply chain. But we were able to rise to the occasion. And I think part of that was because we had adopted nimble supply chain models that where we partner with some of our vendors to manage inventory and to meet that kind of fluctuation in demand.
Hey, listen, we've got about 45 seconds and I've got to do a little bit of news and we'll come back. But I just want to just quickly get your thoughts and we continue with this. But this idea that you guys, you launched as a men's brand, then you focused on women, you launched your first women's collection in 2018. How productive, fruitful was that pivot ultimately for you guys during the pandemic? And just quickly,
it's turned out to be fantastic. Women's today represents almost half of our business.
Wow. That's a quick ramp up.
Very quick ramp up. You know, we're famous for soft fabrics, and women kept wearing our men's clothing and asking us to do something meaningful for them. And it was only natural that we enter the women's market.
So, Joe, a friend of mine, when saw that we were having you on, they're like, really cool guest. I hear their joggers are the best. Tell me what's going on with jogger sales, because this has been a big momentum play for you guys.
The jogger has been an incredible product across all channels of distribution. But, yeah, we've become famous for the jogger. And I think it's a combination of great fit and comfort. Comfort being king this past year. We have a famous fabric called the Dream Knit, and our Dream Knit textile, it's a technical fabric. It's brushed very uniquely to give it this incredibly soft hand. And once you put them on, you have a hard time taking them off.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
So where do you go with all of this? And I think about, I've been doing yoga for 20 years, and yoga clothes have gone from, you know, tie-dyed yoga pants to they actually look pretty nice with a jacket. And it's pretty amazing how, like, this stuff has evolved and has infiltrated kind of our regular wardrobe. How do you continue to see the evolution of your brand and the type of offerings that you put out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. I really feel that part of the reason Vuori's been successful is we've intentionally tried to blur the lines between fitness clothing and everyday life clothing. And I really feel that the term athleisure is just going to evolve into clothing. I think some of the best sportswear or everyday clothing, whether you're wearing it around the house or you're traveling or you're going to the office, I think a lot of that product is being made and conceived today by activewear brands. And I think that a lot of our offering, you know, is extending beyond product you're just going to take to the gym, but it's product that, you know, you'll travel in, you'll wear to the office. It's clothes that you'll go hike and be active outdoors in. And it's just transitioning into, you know, clothing. It's the new definition of clothing because it's more comfortable, it moves with your body, and it just functions better.
How are you, and you guys write about sustainability on your website. That's a big deal. And we have been increasingly, certainly on our program here, looking at the fashion industry and the use of water and, you know, what it does to our environment. You guys are focusing on recycled and also organic materials. You're committed to 80% sustainability in terms of your materials by 2022. It's a big part of your ethos. Does it cost more? Tell me about getting there, because we are increasingly seeing more and more companies doing it. Is it hard to do it? Is it costlier? Tell me about that.
It costs money, so it requires investment. But we believe it's a great ROI, but that's not the reason for doing it. We did it because the natural world was what inspired the brand, and we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to protect it. And so, yes, you mentioned 80% recycled and organic materials by 2022. We're on path to meet that goal. But we also invested in a lot of different green initiatives to offset 100% of our carbon footprint for the past 2 years. That requires dollars to do that. We're also investing in going plastic neutral. So we calculate all the plastic that we put into the environment, and we take equal, if not more, plastic out of the ocean. So all of these require effort. They require energy, they require dollars, but we believe it's the right thing to do. And, you know, building a brand in alignment with a value system is really important to us, and I think it's really important to our customers as well.
And where do you mostly manufacture?
We work with a supply chain that's global at this point. Mm-hmm. Asia, Cambodia, Vietnam, Sri Lanka. So we're diversified globally.
Well, and it's interesting, and I do wonder, too, about that's certainly part of the ESG kind of framework that we are increasingly looking at when it comes to companies and certainly investments. Are you gearing towards places where workers are treated more equitably and get a fair wage?
100%.
Okay.
We have a whole sourcing team that spends a lot of time on our code of conduct and being very clear with the value system that we expect our factories to operate within. And it's exciting because the more brands that are taking this next step in terms of ESG, the more the supply chain is being responsive, because the best factories in the world want to work with the best brands. If the best brands are caring about this stuff, then they are as well. And so the more energy, the more we vote with our dollars, the more the factories pay attention. And so we're not only demanding it, but we're also seeing some of the best factories coming to us with really cool new programs. Mm-hmm. And that's really inspiring to see.
Yeah, definitely interesting to hear. And it is inspiring. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you, after a year of many of us being kind of casual, I'm still wearing also some jeans at work. I do change for when I have to be on air. But there is a thing, we talk about revenge buying, where everybody can't wait to spend money. But there is also something like sweatpant fatigue that you guys are noticing. How is that shifting maybe some of the things that you want to put up in terms of product offerings in the next few months, especially as the world reopens?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, we are already seeing our product focus evolve. Sweatpants are still growing for us as a category, but mm-hmm. its contribution to the overall business is shrinking. So we're seeing people move into athletic shorts, you know, our technical sportswear for traveling, products that you can wear on the golf course or to the office. They're trending really strong right now, and we don't see that slowing down. But I don't think in general the movement towards healthy, active living is going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the clothing that we make is very much aligned and supports that lifestyle. And so while the products that we buy might evolve a little bit out of, say, kind of sweatpants for lying on the couch into other forms of activewear, I think in general people are still looking for comfort, versatility, and performance.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think people are whittling down too and really want kind of a wardrobe that just makes sense with kind of who they are and their work. All right, so what's next? Just got about 45 seconds. Are you guys going to stay private? Do you want to go public? There's a lot of money out there. There's SPACs. Is that part of the timetable at all in the next year or so? Just quickly.
You know, we're paying attention. We're getting educated on the public market, but, you know, we have not made any kind of statement or initiative to move in that direction at this point. We're so focused on growing the business. The business is going to double again this year.
Wow.
We're getting to a pretty sizable scale. We have 450 employees. And so we have our work cut out for us, building kind of a back-end engine that can support the front. And We're very excited about what we're doing with our product pipeline. We're going to be expanding nationally with our VRE retail stores and continuing to invest in sustainability. So we have our work cut out for us.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Hey, listen, do come back because I'd love to hear how things progress throughout 2021. Great to check in with Joe Kudla. He is the founder and CEO at Vuori, joining us on the phone from California.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.